we've got today. How does Essendon get the Dogs talking for Josh Dunkley? Cal makes a great point with the picks for the Dogs. There's no point in them going to the draft with these first picks because they'll just get consumed and absorbed when they go to match the bid for Jamari Ugle-Hagan. Anyone, Riley, at the Dogs, at the Bombers, who could be on the table that would interest the Dogs? Because as Cal's saying, it's hard to see them sort of entertaining too many picks. They're going to be after players.
I think trades are fun because of the hypotheticals, but there's no way this deal gets done. I just can't see it happening because of the fact that, as Cal mentioned there, that any picks they have are going to get absorbed for an early bid for Jamari Ugle-Hagan. Essendon's in a really strange position where it can't, at the moment, trade its first-round pick anyway. Yep. So because of the amount of picks they've used in the past or given up in the past, there's no players that they're really going to want to relinquish. There's no players at the Bombers that I think would immediately walk into that Western Bulldog side and make a massive difference in terms of difference compared to what Josh Dunkley would make. The Bulldogs don't want to let Josh Dunkley go. He's got 2 years left on his contract. I just don't see how they can get the Dogs talking on this deal. I can't imagine a situation where Essendon can satisfy the Western Bulldogs' desires for Josh Dunkley, given they're so steadfast in the fact they don't want him to leave.
Cal, is there anyone at Essendon that could potentially be thrown on the table for this? I know this guy doesn't hold the greatest currency right now, but I look at someone like Michael Hurley, who has been so loyal to the Essendon Footy Club. The Dogs came and asked the question a couple of seasons ago. He decided to stay at Tullamarine. They're in need of some key support down back. Is he one that could potentially be thrown into this conversation?
Well, they, as you mentioned, Mitch, they did have an interest in him, a very strong interest a couple of years ago when he was weighing up his future following his 2016 ban. But he obviously sided with the Bombers and ended up sticking with them. Look, they just don't have any players that are in that ballpark that, you know, might be willing to move on, who or have fallen out of favour, who are at the level that might appease the Bulldogs. I mean, clearly the Dogs would love Sam Draper, I reckon, but they're not going to be moving him through. The midfield options of, you know, Zach Merritt, he's got a year to go on his contract. They're not going to be moving someone like him on. They've just re-signed Ridley, McGrath, Langford. They're not going to be pushing them out. Darcy Parrish has got a year to go on his contract, but was a top five pick. Aaron Francis is a player who has undoubted talent, but is contracted for another couple of years and probably hasn't sort of reached the heights that he would have been hoping for as a top 10 pick as yet. So no, there's limited options there, Mitch. There's no doubt about that.
That's the latest on the Josh Dunkley scenario. All thanks to Australian Made. It's